Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Camelot. Camelot. It's only a model.
We're Knights of the Round Table.
My friend Brian Geisinger, @BGeis_Bird, who knows more about basketball than anybody I know, except maybe Lavelle Moten on Monday. Lavelle will talk to us about an NC Central record-breaking win, we hope. And, of course, Josh Graham, who's not on camera. What's with Josh? I got half of Josh's face on camera. There he is. There he is, sort of. Not really. You got to move to your left a little bit more, Josh Graham.
Let's do this. Because I might be moving away from the microphone.
What a Mickey Mouse outfit we run here.
Yeah.
All right. So I got Brian Geisinger and Josh Graham, Sports Hub Triad. All right. So we're gonna start with hoops, and then we'll get to some other things. Let me ask B guys here, Brian. Were we all wrong about Duke?
I think it was too early to make any sort of definitive proclamations on Duke. I think they've done some things in recent games with Mark Mitchell to sort of counter some of the junk defenses that we've seen teams throw at them this season. You know, playing off of Mark Mitchell, putting an extra help defender in the lane. We saw a little bits of Duke also trying some different lineups, going to the four-guard look with much success against a good Hofstra team. So I think ultimately, Duke doesn't hit its ceiling this year unless they find something sustainable with Mitchell.
Right.
We'll see. The last couple of games, they've hit on some good stuff. They've got him doing things like attacking the space that defenders are giving him, going into dribble handoffs, using him as a screener more. And those are some good counters against some of these coverages they're seeing. But I do think at some point they're going to need to find ways to consistently be able to get into their base offensive sets while keeping Mitchell on the court, because they need him defensively throughout the season.
They absolutely do. Josh?
I was just going to follow on what he was saying there. Obviously, they're trying to figure out a way to keep Mitchell on the floor. I just don't think the larger basketball public appreciated how important Derek Lively was to this team going into the year, and they're trying to figure things out in the post. It's why I'm excited on this huge hoop weekend to watch those bigs of Arizona bang inside with Zach Edey and Purdue in a top five matchup. We saw that toughness that Arizona possessed that Duke didn't, trying to figure things out without Derek Lively at Cameron. And that's why you're right to be gritting your teeth thinking about that matchup at MSG next week, because when you think of Scott Drew's calling card and Baylor's calling card, it's toughness, and Duke's been exposed in the post a little bit, not having that piece of toughness that was left by a 7-footer to the NBA.
First of all, nobody is excited about watching Zach Edey play, so let's just be honest about that. I don't care if he's the reigning player of the year or if he's going to win it again. He is an unwatchable player in college basketball. And again, I'm not taking anything away. He's a wonderful player. But I can't do it. Are we missing the point, though, with Duke? I know with offense, Mitchell has been, unfortunately, a drag because he hasn't made a shot in a month and a half. So that's obviously a problem. And if you're going to play four out and Mitchell's part of it, then because you need him for defense, then that becomes an issue, because then you're playing shorthanded all the time. But I see the real problem for Duke, I see, is on the defensive end. And yes, they don't have Derek Lively, but I don't think their point of attack defense, I don't think their ball pressure defense, either in the half court or anything, I don't think that has been what John Shire has hoped it would be this year. And Tyrese Proctor is hurt. To me, that's the real issue.
Yeah.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Great. Like, I mean, I think the defense, if anything, they're still top 10 nationally in offensive efficiency. So, like, any concerns with the offense are probably, like, blown a bit out of proportion. I sort of am, you know, even kind of calling myself out with that. It just hasn't looked, the process just hasn't looked good for them in some games. Defensively, it's just interesting because, like, that one, they haven't had Proctor for a couple of games now, including the vast majority of the Georgia Tech game.
Right.
He's probably their best on-ball defender. Mm-hmm. Although, I think I was saying this on your show last week, Gold, like, I do think, like, some of, like, Proctor's defensive punch from a season ago probably did. He certainly benefited from getting to guard a lot of pick and rolls with Derek Lively as
sure.
a screen defender.
Yeah.
And Lively, not just the rim protection, it's also the ground coverage, mm-hmm. his scheme versatility, his ability to switch out, like all the stuff he could do. Just like truly a special, special defender already in the NBA. Like we're seeing that translate. And then the rest of the guards, like I really like Jared McCain's game offensively. He really moves without the ball. He can shoot it. He's got a nice pull-up game. He moves it. He's actually a pretty good defensive rebounder too. But he struggled containing guys in space. He struggled on closeouts this season. Jeremy Roach is fine, but like he's a smaller defender mm-hmm. at the point of attack. And I think Caleb Foster has shown some stuff defensively, but by no means is he like an ace defensive prospect. So. Yeah, they're playing this ball pressure defense, and they've got like the athletes and the speed, I think, to try something like that. But when you have Flip guarding those ball screens 25, 20 feet from the hoop because he's up at the level of the screen, there's very little size on the backside unless they're playing Mark Mitchell. Like that's one of the reasons why Mitchell has to be like viable for them, because they need him to be the help defender to snuff out, you know, 4-on-3s and to rotate and be a presence at the rim. But yeah, the point of attack defense has been, I think, like just okay so far this season too.
All right, let me move on to Carolina for you, Josh. The Tar Heels have certainly, I know they somehow lost to Villanova, who's kind of their season is going a little sideways at this point. Don't know how that happened, but do the Tar Heels look as good to you as they do to me, because I look at a team that seems to be, you know, top 10 at least nationally.
Compared to what they've been since the Cam Johnson, Kobe White, Nasir Little team, yeah, they look a lot better than what we've seen aside from that 1 month in 2022. This is the most talented team they've had since that team that had multiple draft picks and multiple lottery picks on it. And we saw that with the way they were able to score against Tennessee. The problem is they haven't been able to defend all that much. And I don't know if you remember this game, but 6-7 years ago, they played Kentucky, and it was that 103-100 game mm-hmm. where Malik Monk had the three at the end. That might be what tomorrow is, given how up and down both these teams are, both ranked top 25 in offense right now, in scoring offense. And then they're both ranked in the 200s. Defensively, like you're talking about 90, I feel pretty confident is what you're going to hit to have a chance to win this game. And I'm not ruling out that regulation 100 possibility, considering like even when you look at the game they played against Tennessee dropping 100, the Vols still had a guy go for 37 in Dalton Connect that night. And North Carolina's defense was a concern, particularly rebounding, defensive rebounding against UConn. The last time we saw them at MSG, Kentucky has some dudes in the post as well. So that game looks like a track meet. And when you look at what's been the best day of the college basketball season to this point in non-conference, unbelievable games across the slate.
Yeah.
Carolina-Kentucky might be the most entertaining game of the bunch.
Yeah, and you're going to waste part of your day watching Arizona-Purdue.
Hey, Gold, real quickly, can we make sure everyone, if you're playing at home, cross up on your bingo card, UNT Kentucky is going to be a track meet, said by so, don't worry, go ahead and cross off that one on the old board. I should say, this is a team that's absolutely going to get lost, even though it was Roy Williams' last team, and they did lose in the first round of the NCAA tournament. The 2020-2021 UNC team had multiple guys that ended up being multiple first-round picks on that roster, which I actually don't think is going to be the case with this year's team. It's just that old Roy wanted to have Walker Kessler and De'Ron Sharp come off the bench behind Garrison Brooks and Armando Bacot. So there was that is worth pointing out for historical context.
Gotcha. But your thoughts on the Tar Heels? I actually think it's kind of weird. First of all, I think Harrison Ingram is their best player. And I think the most critical piece to them being really good, I think, is Elliot Cadeau. In terms of giving R.J. Davis the freedom to freelance a little bit more and not have the pressure of always handling the ball and running the offense. How far off is that?
No, I think that's true. I mean, like, Ingram has been a great player since he got to college at Stanford, you know, 2-3 years ago. I've been a fan of his since U19 FIBA tournament in 2021. And he, too, also helps, like, from, like, a playmaking standpoint. You'll see UNC, yeah, like, isolates him in the mid-post, and they, you know, Hubert Davis does a nice job syncing up he and R.J. Davis together in some of those actions to get them going. But, yeah, Cadeau is, like, I mean, he's an interesting player because he doesn't really shoot that much. Like, he's sort of like up and down in terms of like actual play finishing, but he's an awesome passer. Like a pretty special, like, in terms of like court vision and touch on his passes, and that allows RJ Davis to get off the ball, and like, he's an awesome spot up shooter. So yeah, I think like the strength of this UNC team is that they do have multiple guys that can initiate offense, and they've got different lineups they can get to. Where they can take, you know, Jalen Withers off the court, play Ingram at the four, and then get even more offense with Cormac Ryan, Elliot Cadeau, and RJ Davis at the 1-2-3.
Yeah, I mean, I just they have been, I think, very enjoyable to watch. I like Cadeau. I've heard some, you know, is he Kendall Marshall? No, but I think he's going to provide a lot of, again, some cover and some freedom for RJ Davis, who has been, I think, is becoming, maybe already has been, just an awesome college basketball player. So let me get to NC State. I haven't seen them against a quality opponent yet.
BYU.
Yeah.
Right. No, I haven't seen them. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Right. They have played quality opponents.
Are you going to stay up at 10 o'clock tomorrow night is the question.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Of course I'm going to stay up at 10 o'clock tomorrow night. He says emphatically hoping people will buy it. But I do have the ability to record on YouTube TV. But is tomorrow night against Tennessee going to be the lesson, or not the lesson, the litmus test that we need to say, you know what? I think they have a lot of nice pieces, because I think they have a lot of nice pieces. Josh, you go.
Well, I just think it's going to be a strong indicator of what this NC State team is as we head into ACC play beginning. And it does seem like the ACC is going to get more respect than it has in the last couple of years.
Why?
But I can tell you, well, I mean, you have better non-conference wins. You look at Clemson winning at Alabama, for example. If you want to be in that position where people give you the benefit of the doubt in March, Clemson's sitting nice and happy, and they have a big game tomorrow, by the way, at FedEx Forum in Memphis, too. That should be a fun one to watch. NC State has that opportunity here. There are some ACC teams that don't have the luxury of having a huge non-conference win that's going to hold up when March rolls around. Wake Forest, for example, is hoping that Florida looks pretty good. They're top 30 in KenPom right now, but what are they going to be by the time March arrives? Mm-hmm. Plus, that was in Winston-Salem. Keeping it with NC State, though, they do have a lot of nice pieces. Kevin Keats did a great job in the portal. It's important to remember there aren't a lot of guys who are ACC head coaches that have background in JUCO, and Kevin Keats is one of the few that does. So this level of roster turnover, it's something that BG, you, and myself have talked about for years. Like, being comfortable with rosters being fluid, Kevin Keats is clearly comfortable with that, and the way that he added Jarkel last year and an important year, I think, showed that as well. I'm just going to be fascinated to see how all those parts fit together against what I believe is a little bit more polished of a team in Tennessee tomorrow night.
I actually think that the win at Boston College matters. I think that's I think you can learn something from a conference win on the road.
For sure.
So in amongst your thoughts on the Wolfpack and what they are, if Kevin Keats is daring enough, is Cam Woods somebody that can help?
I mean, it just depends. Like, they have, like, a lot of good guards right now in the backcourt. Gold, we've talked about this a few times. I really like a lot of the pieces there. I think Jayden Taylor's had an awesome season and has been, like, a wrecker for them defensively at the point of attack. And so I really like a lot of the pieces. I think LJ Thomas is a guy that could get playing time in a lot of places. And he's sort of like, you know, really kicked the back end of the guard rotation.
Right.
They're just missing, I think, like, as again, as I've mentioned this before, like the real, like, go-to, like, you know, A-level type playmaker, like the pull-up shooter with three-point range who can also pick apart, various pick-and-roll coverages. They had that last season with Jarkel and Tre'Quavion Smith in years past. That's been, you know, a Markel Johnson or a Devin Daniels type, or Darion Sebron for that matter too, although maybe not as much as the pull-up shooting with Sebron.
Right.
I've seen a couple of Cam Woods games. He shoots it okay. But I'm not sure if he's the just to like total take the top off the defense kind of guy. Like, give him a ball screen and let him go to work. So I really like this roster a lot, though. Like, there's I think positionally there's like a lot of versatility. There's a ton of defensive upside, length, athleticism. And I think the Boston College game was, like, emblematic of that. Like, using Mo Jara to be the primary defender on Quinton Post, and with some of the screening off ball that State did in that game to sort of, like, cut down on some of the backside advantages was really impressive. Like, I think State staff has done a pretty good job of managing some of these games as well. And they almost beat BYU earlier this year at what was basically, like, a home game for the Cougars. And BYU is a top 10 KenPom team right now. They've got Jackson Robinson playing out of his mind as one of the best shooters in the country. So, like, I think the State team is solid. I just wish they had one more guy that could really do damage as a pull-up shooter and a creator. And I think they'll, like, that's something they're going to really miss against Tennessee this weekend. Volunteers in drop coverage, like, those pull-up shots are there. It's just, can DJ Horn, Jayden Taylor, like, can one of those guys get hot? Because they can't just have the offense run through Burns in the post. Tennessee will clamp that up, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Burns is, we all know, limited on the defensive end anyway. This team reminds me of the way it's made up. It reminds me of the Kevin Keats teams that played at UNC Wilmington. I think they're built in many ways like that.
I like that a lot.
I mean, that's what we thought we were going to get, right? When he came from Wilmington, it was like interchangeable pieces, and they would come and they would just try to like beat you with athleticism. I think this is the first team that he has at State that looks like he has enough pieces to maybe do something like that. Is a final thing for both Josh Graham and Brian Geisinger. Is Clemson the best team in the league?
Yeah, I still think, you know what, I'm going to say yes. Clemson, I think, is the best team in the league because
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing!
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop-off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Feel like I can trust a lot more things. I know more about what they are more than I know who Duke and North Carolina is. I think those two teams have higher ceilings than Clemson does right now. But if they were to play on a basketball court right now, I'd take Clemson over anybody in the league. And by the way, really like that analogy you just made thinking about it. Like, there was a guy on the Lakers named Devontae Kaycock who reminds me a lot of Burns, now that I think about it.
There you go. Brian, is Clemson the best team in the league?
Yeah, sure. Why not? We'll say that right now. Like, they're tough defensively, and P.J. Hall's a guy that, like, as soon as you put him on the court, like, he can be a matchup buster mm-hmm. against any coverage you throw at them because, like, he can pass, he can shoot, he can handle, he posts up against switches, like, he kind of does everything. I'm just curious to sort of see, like, where their ceiling is offensively, like, how much help. Like, I don't think Joe Girard's going to shoot 45% on threes for the entire season, though it is exciting seeing him play in a more, like, I would say, like, better coordinated offense.
Structured, yes. A structured offense as opposed to what they did.
Yeah, the last few years. But I do think, like, within the ACC, I still think, like, Duke, UNC, Miami, Virginia all have, like, higher ceilings than Clemson. It's like, will they actually get to them? You know, we'll see. I do think also, like, it helps that Clemson so far this season, they're shooting over 39% on threes.
Mm-hmm.
Their opponents are shooting 32% on threes. That will probably, like, come down to earth, and their opponents will probably shoot a little bit better, and, like, that could flip some of these close games. But, like, they're awesome. Brunell's a great coach, and P.J. Hall's been, like, one of the absolute, like, 5-10 best players in the country probably so far this season.
It just cost them. Tomorrow they're going to lose at Memphis after all of this.
It's probably true, but here's the end result from all of this is this. If Clemson is the best team in the ACC, Josh, your statement the ACC is going to get more respect nationally is gone. Because Clemson can't be the best team in the league. And I'm not knocking Clemson at all, but this is the perception of people. If Clemson is the best team in the league, the ACC must be down. That's the way it's going to be spun. Josh Graham, Brian Geisinger, as always, thanks to both of you for hanging out. I appreciate your time.
Can't wait for Alabama to get the number one seed over Clemson then because of that. Because
oh, yes, you know. Exactly. They won't even make the tournament now. They just go from a one seed. Somebody will stub a toe, and they'll be out of the tournament altogether. That's the way it works. Josh Graham at Sports Hub, at Josh Graham Radio, Sports Hub Triad. Brian Geisinger at BGeis_Bird, all over 24/7 sports. Because he's a basketball savant.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.